This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and we are here to take your phone calls today, live and in person. Next pre-recorded show is probably going to be the last Saturday of the month, which is the first day of the Maryland firearm season. Hopefully, I'll be in the deer stand, hopefully with Jacob, and we'll be awaiting the arrival of a nice deer to come our way. So, Jacob texted me last night, I just saw the biggest buck I've ever seen. Really? How big was it? Oh, it was only 8 or 10 points, but that rack was 2 feet wide and 2 feet high. It was huge. It was humongous. I said, where'd you see it? Baltimore County residential area? Of course. Anyway, we had a bear hunt this week in the four western counties. Record number of black bears were taken. Great fall weather and expanded hunt zone aided the hunters when they were out there today, this past week in 4 days, Monday through Thursday. And, harvest for the 2016 Maryland black bear hunt, was 167 bears. And those were reported to mandatory check-in stations. That's 72 more bears than the previous record set last year of 95 when I took my bear. John Kennedy, not the former president, but a resident of Flintstone, Maryland, took the largest bear of the 2016 hunting season, a 559-pound male. Now, I got the news on Monday night that our friend and our buddy and our outdoor writer by the name of Dave Seacott had shot a bear. And that story will be in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine, since he already writes for the magazine. But he shot his bear, Dave shot his bear, with a flintlock, a 58 caliber flintlock muzzleloader that he built from scratch, of course. You buy the barrel, you buy the blank wood, you carve off everything that doesn't look like a flintlock, you put all the accessories on, you finish the gun. But he killed that bear with a 58 caliber flintlock muzzleloader at 10 yards. 10 yards. And the bear never ran off. He took it right down. So that was good for Dave. That's his second bear in Maryland. The first one that David Seacott killed was the first bear ever taken in the modern bear season. And he took that bear in 2004, the very first bear, the very first morning, the very first bear checked in the modern bear hunting era in Maryland. So, this year, hunters were allowed to hunt bear in all four western counties, Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, and Washington. Statistics from the 2016 Maryland black bear hunt. 167 bears were reported. 30 from Allegheny, 3 from Frederick, 126 from Garrett, 8 from Washington. 142 pounds was the average weight of the bears. 58% of the bears were taken on private land. David was hunting on public land, which means 42% were taken on public land. That's a pretty good number. 5,547 hunters applied for a hunting permit. 1,1708 hunters participated in the hunt. So, great bear season for Maryland. Best one ever. Frank in Chestertown. Good morning. How are you, Frank?
Good morning, Mr. Ralph.
What's going on?
I knew this was the best way to start my day.
What are you doing in Chestertown?
I'm going to do some crossbow hunting.
Okay. Beautiful morning for it.
Valley.
Beautiful morning for it.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't get up early enough, you know.
Yeah, I got
this stuff.
You and I both.
Hey, just a shout-out to Miss Fran. I really appreciate hearing her. I love hearing her talk. I know she's went through the motions and did the hunter safety course.
No, she didn't go through the motions. She went through the actions.
Oh, so she hasn't done that.
No, no, no. She went through the action. She's taken a hunter safety course. She's gotten her HQL license. She's done all that.
Oh, okay.
She's ready to go.
And you had suggested that perhaps maybe somebody could find a place for her to hunt, and I am trying.
Okay, good.
But I will say this, Ms. Fran, if I am unsuccessful, I promise you that I will personally deliver some of my venison to your front door.
Well, there you go. Well, you've been very successful. What is it, 3 for you?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Yeah, good. Good, good, good.
No, this crossbow is miraculous, Al. It's just pinpoint.
Yep.
From field tips to broadheads, was no difference whatsoever.
Right. Yeah, they're an amazing piece of equipment, no question about it.
They are, and I got one of the cheaper ones, or the lesser expensive ones.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, well, anyway, just one last reminder, April 18th, buddy.
Yeah, I get it. First day of turkey season.
First turkey.
Yep. I heard him. I had him coming. All right, buddy. Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
See ya. There goes Frank getting in the stand. We are giving away a muzzleloader today. Today, midway through the second hour, we are giving away a muzzleloader. All you need to do is simply call. Go on the air. Well, call. Leave your name and number first with our producer, Chris. And then you go on the air with me. You can just say, hi, hey, I wanted to be in the contest. You don't have to say anything extensive. You don't have to, you don't have to be. I've been listening to classic radio. Have you ever heard that? The classic radio on the Sirius channel? That's pretty funny. That's good stuff. 148 on Sirius XM. Robin got me into it. I've been listening to The Shadow Knows What Evil Lurks in the Hearts of Men. And The Mysterious Traveler. I mean, you know, I like the mysteries better than the comedy, but, you know, Jack Benny's still as funny now as he was then. So it's all good. All right, I digress. Well, in New Jersey, New Jersey Senator Ray Lesniak. I don't know if you know that guy or not, but he's introduced a bill called Peddles Law. You know who Peddles was? No. Well, Peddles Law would ban black bear hunting in a state for 5 years. Now, New Jersey has worse of a problem than Maryland has because they're more densely populated, and the bears are in northern New Jersey. And, I mean, they are just all over the neighborhoods and everything else. It's named Peddles Law after the injured bear that gained fame for walking around on two legs, but was apparently among the 549 bears killed last week in a 6-day hunt. Now, Peddles, I don't know how they know, but they assume. But there's a video of Peddles on the YouTube or somewhere out there, and Peddles does indeed walk. Peddles is the bipedal bear. Why does Peddles, this bear, walk on its hind legs? Because it is a wild animal and it adapts. How did its front paws become injured? Nobody seems to know, but they may have been a birth defect. They may have been injured in some kind of accident, maybe a fight. Who knows? But Peddles was bipedal. In other words, it walked around on its hind legs. But Peddles could not walk on all four, or I'm sure it would prefer to do so. I'm sure it would prefer to do so. Anyway, Peddles, apparently, we don't know. We don't know the hunter's name. We don't know any other details. May have been one of the 549 bears killed last week in a 6-day hunt. So Senator Lesniak, he wants to establish a program of non-lethal control of the bear population for 5 years. His bill would also make it illegal to feed bears in the wild and require the use of bear-resistant garbage containers in populated animals areas where they're known to roam. The only time they come into contact with the public is if the public leaves garbage out on the street or hunters bait them. They get used to human type of food, Lesniak told 1010 WINS. This is a humane legislation in an attempt to stop these bear hunts. Bear hunting resumed in 2010 as a way to curb what the state said was a growing population. I love it the way they put this accusatory eye or this questioning eye on the game managers that work so hard, that get out there and do the research, that go out there and, you know, do the observations and sit in, you know, and do the extrapolations from the computer models and things like that. What the state said was a growing population, however, wah, wah, wah. Well, the firearm-only season for bear hunting this year will take place from December 5th through 10th. Officials have had the option to extend the bear hunt if the harvest objective is not met. New Jersey officials extended the 2015 hunt by 4 days after not realizing their target number during the regular season. So, they killed enough bears, 549 in the bow hunt. Okay? We had a four-day hunt here in Maryland, and we were able to come up with 167 in four counties. They killed 549 with an archery, six-day archery hunt. Who has more bears? But since they killed one particular bear who happened to have a name, and I don't think it's Mama and Boar Daddy gave it a name. No, I don't think Boar Daddy looked at Sal Mama and said, boy, I feel sorry for that little bear. You know, maybe Petals was injured defending its mama from a breeding boar 2 years after it was born. You never know what happened. Maybe a bear got in there. Maybe a boar got in there, wanted to breed with Mama, and Petals stepped up to the plate, and the big old boar grabbed him by the front feet and chewed him off. Who knows? But somehow Petals was injured. But I really doubt if Boar Daddy looked at Sal Mama and said, let's name this little cub Petals. It's so cute. Anyway, I call it the Cecil effect. Let's talk to Dan in Harrington, Delaware, and then Linda in White Marsh. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm one happy man, I tell you what.
Why?
Yesterday, I was able to go out on the Sassaras River and do some rock fishing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the wind beat us to death. I mean, it was like a washing board out there, man.
Oh, yeah.
We were able to get around to a cove where the wind wasn't on us too bad.
Right.
And we tore the rockfish up. We caught 20 rockfish. Me and my buddy were able to keep our two legal, and we were able to throw back whole bunches of other ones. But it was a blast.
Well, good. It sounds like you had a wonderful time.
And this morning, headed to the tree stand.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. That's great, man. You're living the life. Yeah. You're living the life. And here I am. Beautiful dawn, 38 degrees. Where am I sitting? Behind the microphone where I've been for the last 28 years on Saturday mornings for the first time.
Well, I'll let you know how it is, but it is a beautiful morning.
I opened that door this morning. I stepped out into that, and I went, why am I not in the woods today? So, anyway, my life. Well, Dan, congratulations to you on the great rock fishing trip, and good luck this morning.
Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Thanks. There he goes. Let's talk to Linda in White Marsh. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well.
Great. I just called to say good morning. Thanks for being on the air. You've given me a lot of tips with my 7-year-old.
Ah.
And nice hearing you. I entered into the contest.
Beautiful. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, Linda, thanks. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you can do that too. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Name a number, go on the air. Very simple. How many callers have we had here? Looks like we've got in the contest right now, 70, 80? That's pretty good. I mean, that's like 20 callers a week. Not bad at all. So anyway, that's the story about Petals. That is the story about Petals. So, during the bear season, as usual, we have people up there who want to cheat. People who drive to Western Maryland to get a bear permit, and they want to cheat. So, in Garrett, you know, new regulations put into effect, not a law. New regulations put into effect that said you may not hunt within 150 yards of bait, nor may your bear be taken within 150 yards of bait. Here's the story. Guys in Western Maryland are pretty, it's an exclusive deal up there, especially in the far west, okay? And what I mean by that is they have the fall turkey season and then they have the bear season. So here we are with the muzzleloader season that just ended, 2021-22. Then there's a Sunday, and then bear season starts the 24th, okay? So that goes for 4 days, and then the 25th. It's Friday, 26th is Saturday, and then the the fall turkey season starts the next week, the following week. So you've got guys that are baiting for deer. Their complaint was that we're going to get charged if we bear hunt near where we deer hunt in muzzleloader season. We bait for muzzleloader season and, you know, we get a bear permit and we're on the same farm. We can hunt bears because the bait's there. Well, okay, DNR agreed with them. They said, okay, here's the deal. You put your deer bait out, that's fine. But if you're going to bear hunt, you got to be 150 yards away from the bait. And the bear has to be over 150 yards away from the bait, 151 yards away from the bait. Same way in a turkey season. You can hunt the farm that has deer bait on it. You used to not be able to do that because it was the zone of influence or whatever it was called. The property was the target, not just the area there. So now long story short, you can hunt on the same property just as long as you're 150 yards away from any bait for deer and the animal's 150 yards away from the bait. So here's the deal. Garrett County, three men were charged with illegal hunting on Monday, the opening day of bear season. Officers found Michael Aaron Giselle, 49 years old, of Woodbine, and John Nelson Lester, 71, of Sykesville, hunting over several areas baited with dog food, peanut butter, pastries, and a fresh deer carcass. A third man, Timothy Jerry Kovach, also 49 of Woodbine, was charged with aiding and abetting illegal hunting after he acknowledged he assisted in baiting his Oakland property. So they got a landowner and said, hey, we're going to hunt your property. Oh, yeah, I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it, buddy. The men scheduled to appear in Garrett County District Court. Maximum fine, $1,500. Let's take a couple calls, and we'll go on with these bear cases. Hey, Ryan in Catonsville, how are you?
I'm doing all right this morning, Alan.
Good, buddy. You're in, huh?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Anything else?
A buddy of mine went out Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
With his brand-new bow. Got a nice little fork horn to break it in, about 8 yards.
Okay.
Then he went out on the bay. He's a commercial crabber. Caught 2 bushels. Then he broke out the fishing rods, caught a limit of nice rockfish. So I think he got the slam.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like the slam. Yeah.
Just needed to seek a deer, round it out.
Well, that's all you need. Now, my buddy Dave has killed a turkey with a flintlock, a bear with a flintlock, a deer with a flintlock this year, I believe, and all he needs is a whitetail. Or maybe he needs both deer. I'm not sure. But can you imagine flintlock grand slam here in Maryland with the two deer, the bear, and the turkey? Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool. I got a small doe on Wednesday with my Kentucky rifle, but that's percussion.
I got it. Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's one of those traditions kits you put together.
Exactly.
A whole lot of fun.
Yep. Well, enjoy it, buddy. I got to roll.
All right, take it easy.
Thank you, man. See ya. There he goes. Vincent, Middle River. Good morning, Vincent. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. What's up?
I'm on the way to the tree stand.
Yep.
I got my 12-year-old son with me, and we're going out trying to get him on a doe or something.
Sure.
So,
muzzleloader or bow?
Muzzleloader.
Gotcha. What's his name?
Name's Dale.
Is he sleeping?
Florida.
Hi.
He's there.
Hi, Dale. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is this your first rodeo? Is this your first hunting season?
No.
No? Have you gotten a deer yet?
I've gotten 7, not this year.
7, not this year. And you're 12?
Yes.
You're on a good pace, buddy. Go get a doe this morning. Get some meat in the freezer.
Yes.
What kind of muzzleloader are you using?
Thompson Center Impact.
Oh, an Impact. Okay, gotcha. Good. Well, do both of you have a muzzleloader or just one between you?
No, he's got that and I have an Omega.
You got an Omega. Okay, gotcha. All right, guys. Well,
nice
good.
Because you can take an inch out of the stock.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've had to do that with my Omega years ago. So.
Yep.
All right.
I'm glad to add it back in now, but have a good day.
Good luck, guys. See ya.
Thanks.
There we go. All right. Alice in Dundalk. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'd like to enter the contest.
You're in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Rutledge in Annapolis. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
I've got a quick question regarding the rules. During
right.
the antlerless muzzleloader season.
That's correct.
Are you able to take archery equipment and take a buck?
Yes.
Okay. So what if you take both weapons? Do people do that? Or is
that would not be advisable, especially if you got a buck in the back of the truck coming home.
Okay, so take one, make a decision. And
make a decision. I mean, if you've got to get a doe close, kill a doe. I mean, how bad do you want to kill a deer? That's
okay,
a decision
great.
You got to make. But, yeah, but you must wear Hunter Orange if you're using archery tackle.
Understand that. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, you got to meet the rules. Thank you, Rutledge. I appreciate that. And I think that answered a question for Frank in out there with his crossbow. Yes, it is permitted to take a buck in the muzzleloader season with a bow, as long as you're wearing your Hunter Orange. And that deer gets checked in on your muzzleloader tag. No, it does not. Because bucks are not legal. Wait a minute. Hold on. If you've not taken a buck, you can shoot a buck in muzzleloader season. Hang on a minute. With archery, you've got to wear Hunter Orange. But if you have already taken a buck with your bow, you can't use the muzzleloader season as an excuse to take another buck. Now, in the three-day season, that applies, but in the antlerless-only season, it does not. It does not. So I'm thinking, Frank, if you're out there with your crossbow today, and I know you've taken a buck with the bow. You've also taken your two does. So if you have your bonus tag, yes, I believe you can take a buck as long as you have your bonus tag and still check it in as a bow kill. Yeah, I'm right on that. You can hunt with archery tackle during the bow or the doe only muzzleloader season, okay? If you shoot a doe, maybe checked in as a muzzleloader tag, muzzleloader kill. If you shoot a buck, you've got to check it in as an archery kill. During the doe only season, during the 3-day season, either or. But at that point, if you kill one with a bow, which is it's moot point because that season's over. If you kill one with a bow, you got to check it in as a muzzleloader kill. If you kill a doe with a bow, you check it in as a muzzleloader kill. You kill a buck with a bow, you got to check it in as an archery kill. And if you've already killed a buck with an archery tag and don't have your bonus tag, then forget it. I hope that answers it for you, Frank. I hope you're still listening. So, I got to text him back. 410 WCB. M680. Only if you have your bonus tag. There we go. All right, 410 of WCBM680. You want to take a break? I think we should, don't you? I want to take a break right now. We'll be back right after these messages. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? Hafer'sGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading? Hafer'sGuns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing? Hafer'sGuns.com. Class 3 firearms? Hafer'sGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600 square foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at Hafer'sGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison doing life without parole.
One of the great ones is gone. That's right. Merle Haggard. All right, here we go. We got a bunch of callers here lined up. Good morning, Norma. How are you?
Hi, Alan. I just called to say hello.
Good morning.
I've been listening since day one.
I know. You've been listening for a long time, Norma.
Yes, ever since your first show.
28 years ago, December 17th or 18th, 1988.
I enjoy listening to you every week.
Man, there's been a lot of water over the dam since then, hasn't there?
It certainly has. Some of it not too good.
Yeah, I know that part. Yep, you're right. So,
okay, I just want to call and say hello and enter the contest.
Nice to hear from you, Norma. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye. We will. Bye-bye. Carl Middlesex. How are you, Carl?
Hey, Alan. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, I've been worse, but I've been better.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
I had a very good weekend last weekend, early muzzleloader.
Well,
thanks
good.
So much. I was hunting for a vehicle because the right leg's kind of given out.
Right.
And I've had permission since I had a heart trouble. 20 feet out the window, and then like a dummy, I fired, and the barrel was still, one end of the barrel was still in the truck, and Couldn't see nothing. I filled the whole front of the truck up with smoke. But we got one.
Now, you got a permit to hunt from your vehicle,
oh,
is that
right? Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't do it without it, you know.
Sure. Got it. Well, you got one, huh?
I got one.
Yeah.
My nephew was shooting at one, and him and Carl got out of the stand. They were coming towards me. They thought something was wrong. I couldn't find the safety on the gun. I got nervous. So I let them three walk that my nephew fired at.
Right.
And it wasn't even 2-3 minutes. I could see them coming, and there's a deer right there.
Oh, man, you got to watch where you're firing, buddy.
Yeah, it was right there, so down it went.
No, I mean, I'm talking about shooting at a deer with people in the background.
Yeah, well, they were still, you know, 100 yards away. They were coming out of their stand, just coming worrying about me, you know.
Yeah, I worry about you too, brother.
But Junior got one Saturday night.
Mine's all right.
Friday evening, and Junior got one Saturday.
Got it.
I just called you up just to get in the contest and brag.
You're in it, buddy. Congratulations. We'll talk to you later, Carl. Got to roll.
Right.
Lots of calls. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Here goes Carl. We got Stan in the truck on the 800 line. Good morning, Mr. Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. I'm on a little on the chilly side, but hey, what's to be expected this time of year?
Yep. What's up?
I had a chance to deal with one of your advertisers.
Okay.
A couple three days ago, I had a problem with my pickup truck. And, you know, just being an average American in a hurry, I went to see Mr. Kenny. I told him I'd wake him up.
Oh, Kenny, he's a great guy out of Battery Warehouse. Yeah, man.
Oh, great guy.
Yeah, funny.
Gentleman's name. But
yep.
I got an education, too.
Now, which one did you go to?
I went to the one on Ordnance Road.
Okay, gotcha.
Just within that little strip mall before the Walmart.
Yep.
And I learned so much about batteries there.
Oh, yeah.
You learn to deal with somebody. You walk into some place, and if they treat you right, you go back.
Yeah, of course.
Mr. Allen, if I need a watch battery, I'm going back.
Hey, let me tell you. I just bought flashlight batteries there. I buy my batteries for my my scope there. I have a Leupold scope with a fire dot in it, and it requires a battery. I buy my batteries there. Thank God I haven't needed a truck battery or anything recently, but, you know, they've got everything. They've got the inverters. They've got the chargers. They've got the flashlights. Oh, you name it. And the one in Sykesville, the one in Eldersburg, sells Lucky Buck, deer supplement, deer mineral.
Yeah, I think he said something about that down there.
Yeah, Randy and Brittany. Well, Brandy's a very enthusiastic deer hunter. So,
well, yeah. I don't need anything like that.
Right,
the truck seems to attract them naturally. So,
yep.
But I'm watching traffic. We're gonna have a wreck at the 68-mile stick on 70 westbound.
Uh-oh, watch out!
So that's
careful.
That's gonna be fun. It's like the Bermuda Triangle of Maryland.
Yeah, no kidding. But, 68, where is that? 68's near
Mount Airy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. But I had a wonderful time. We sat, and I had places to go. Turned out it was the starter.
Got it.
And first thing the mechanic said, he's a man I trust, too, but I
wasn't
advertised, so I'm not going to mention him.
Got it.
But,
well, you should go to W&W Tire and Auto. They'll take care of you.
I'm down south.
Yeah, I know where you are.
But anyway, make a long I'm sitting here watching traffic. But it was just, I had a fantastic time. I will deal with this man. You learn to trust a person, and you're not going anywhere else. I've been to other automotive stores. But even the mechanic, when he said my truck was ready, he popped the hood. He says, oh, by the way, you got a good battery.
There you go. Good folks. All right. Stan, we got to move along. Got a lot of calls backed up behind you. Thanks, buddy.
A little bit. Always listening. Bye.
You got it. Thanks. Patrick in Bedford, Pennsylvania, then Holly in Annapolis, and Kenneth in Highlandtown. Good morning. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. You listening online?
No, I got it on my cell phone.
Really?
I hooked up to my Bose speaker.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Good deal. Are you originally from Maryland?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've hunted with you down in Howard County a couple times. You've been out?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Do you live in Bedford, Patrick, or are you just there?
No, we just got a little second home up here.
Okay. Yeah, back in my old stomping grounds. Bedford is where my uncle lived, aunt and uncle lived. He was a Snap-on tool guy. And that was halfway between where I was born and got into my teenage years in Altoona and Berlin, where I grew up from 14 to 30 before I left. So
right. I'm just above Lake Coon. You told me about that copperhead snake.
Yeah, Lake Coon and Gordon up there. Absolutely. Yep. That the water supply for Cumberland. Hmm?
Yeah.
So you're in the contest.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. See you. Thanks, Patrick.
All right.
Bye-bye. Now I recognize him. Holly in Annapolis. Good morning. How are you? Hello.
Good morning.
Yep. How are you?
Holly. Oh, I'm fine. Yourself?
That'd be you, right?
Yes.
Oh, got it.
So call us the contest.
You're in.
I just hope to win. I'm in it to win.
You're in it to win it. Hey, got to play to win.
And just, you know, used to do hunter safety course in a high school. And
uh-huh.
I had permit and everything, but wanted to get into, you know, trying to teach my three sons for hunter safety and shooting, you know, being able to have a sport.
Mm-hmm.
There are three, you know, three boys or whatever.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I got a text from, or not a text, a story going in the next issue about a father and two sons who were very successful sika deer hunting this year. And mm-hmm. at the end, he said, "I'm a firm believer, and if you take your kids hunting, you don't have to hunt for your kids."
That, well, that's true.
You know,
one of my children last year, when he was driving, like three times, the deer went out in front of him.
Oh boy, so, did he hit them all?
Proper way.
Did he hit them all?
Yes, I can't believe that. Yeah.
Wow! Wow!
If I could teach them hunter safety and be more alert and aware of them.
Yeah.
You know, from being from the Eastern Shore and that, you know, you never know when.
You never know when the deer's going to pop out. Yeah.
Right, and he was trying to get help for a mentor to help him get a vehicle, and just kind of like.
Yeah. Well, I've hit three in my life. And the one was, gosh, I can't remember, back in the, I hit it with, a 78 Blazer.
Uh-huh.
And that was a little buck in the summertime. And I hit it, and it rolled under the truck and popped out the other end. And then I hit one on 70 here in 2011 in November. And I was, you know, doing 70 miles an hour. And it was a buck. It was a pretty brawny buck, did a lot of damage to the front of the truck. And then what was it, a year ago, I guess, maybe early this spring, I can't remember. I told people when I hit one and just basically knocked it down and rolled it down the highway, and when I got out to look, it was gone. So that was pretty
cool.
They're a pretty dangerous critter out there, so
they are. But you know,
maybe we'll have a chance to, maybe we'll have a, you hit one, Chris? In a toy, our producer hit one. Not good. Did it roll up over the hood?
Well,
oh, one under. Oh
one
man,
got yeah. away. One of them got away, and two were on the side of the road.
Yeah,
and I think they probably gave them to the homeless.
Well, let's hope so. Yeah,
he was so frustrated that his vehicle was being torn up.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Young kid. I mean, they need that vehicle. They got to have it. So
yeah, it was like three of them within a period of maybe 4 to 6 months. And so it wasn't like over the years. It was
a very condensed period, huh?
Got
it. All right, Holly. Well, look, I appreciate the call.
Oh, okay.
And you're in. Nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay. Kenneth in Highlandtown. Good morning, Kenneth. How are you?
Good morning. Yourself?
I'm well.
Good, good. Hey, listen, Alan, I just want to make sure that I'm in the contest here.
You're in.
All right. I want to say good morning to you, and I love listening to your shows.
Well, I try, buddy. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right. Happy hunting to you.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. All right. So we were talking about some illegal activity that was going on in the bear season in Washington County. A Smithsburg man was charged with illegal bear hunting on Monday after an officer identified a baited area and a trail camera about a week before this. Well, trial camera, according to the news release. I think you mean trail camera. About a week before the season and again near the start of the season, Brent Andrew Corbin, 27, was issued a citation when he was seen climbing into a tree stand with a compound bow and a 450 caliber pistol with a scope, just 15 yard from a pile of tubes of ground beef, feed, and corn. The date has not been set in Garrett County District Court. The violation carries a $1,500 fine. In Garrett County, officers on surveillance, final day of the bear season, Thursday, caught a hunter aiming a rifle in the direction of a pile of shelled corn. Kelly Williams Seal, the third, 43 of Freeland, will be charged November 4th with hunting with the aid of bait, possessing a rifle after being convicted of a violent crime, possessing a rifle after being convicted of a disqualifying crime, and illegal possession of ammunition. A court date in Garrett County District Court has not been set. If found guilty of all charges, he could be fined as much as $3,500 and sentenced to a maximum prison term of 15 years. In Frederick County, officers found a baited area and a trail camera overlooking the site a week before the start of the season. Saw it had been freshly baited with corn 2 days before opening day. An officer returned before dawn on opening day and watched as Chad Barrick, 37 of Walkersville, approached, walked beyond the baited area, and settled with his rifle on a rock overlooking it. Using a range finder, the officer concluded that Barrick was 85 yards from the bait pile, well short of the required 150-yard minimum. In addition to the baiting charge, he received a citation for failing to carry a second form of identification, and received a warning for failing to wear the required amount of fluorescent orange. Barrick is scheduled to appear in Frederick County District Court on December 8th. And for you fishermen out there, three Prince George's County men were charged with poaching striped bass shortly after midnight Thursday by officers on surveillance in Dorchester County. How many times have we heard this story? Rigoberto Melendez Galdamez, 46 of Laurel, Oseas Daniel Roque, 33 of Hyattsville, and Juan Jose Santos Panada, 59 of Bowie, were each issued citations for exceeding their limit of striped bass and for possessing undersized striped bass. 17 of the 21 fish measured were undersized. Officers stopped a car driven by Galdamez for motor vehicle violations as it left the area near Ferry Bridge on Hooper's Island. The location has been the scene of a great deal of illegal recreational fishing activity this year. The three men are due in Dorchester County District Court January 18th. The prepayable fine is $125 each for each violation. However, Pineda, who had 11 undersized fish, must appear in court and faces a maximum fine of $1,500. Rigoberto Melendez Galdamez. Oseas Daniel Roque. Juan Jose Santos Pineda. I really despise poachers. Deer poachers, bear poachers, people seeking an advantage, not living by the rules, thinking they won't get caught. It's the mental attitude that annoys me the most. I was in a shop the other day. A young man was hunting Western Maryland. Somebody texted him there was a bear coming his way. He prepared to shoot it because he had a Virginia tag, and he never killed a bear before. And I looked at him and I said, you were hunting in Maryland during deer season, and you heard a bear was coming your way, and you were going to shoot it and take it to Virginia and check it in because you had a Virginia tag. Yep. Looked him right in the face and said, I have no respect for you. And so, well, I don't care. I would have shot it anyway. Can't even shame him. That's what pisses me off the most. You can't change these arrogant SOBs. You can't shame them. You can fine them. You can arrest them. They don't care. Put it on a record. Pay the fine. Go on a record. Punishment. Where the new Poaching Restitution Act comes in. Let's see what happens. Two high-level meetings coming this week. Two high-level meetings coming this week. with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Very important to the pending couple pending cases out there, poaching cases. We'll see what happens. All right, let's talk to Clyde. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know, they're your full-line Browning dealer, and they have got every Browning firearm that you need for the upcoming hunting season. They've got the brand-new AB3 rifle with the factory-installed Nikon scope, available in many popular calibers, walnut stock, blued barrel. It's a beautiful firearm, very reasonably priced as a package gun. Take a look at that one. Then they've got the A5. I will own an A5 one of these days, a recoil-operated shotgun with a 100,000-rounder, 5-year guarantee. It's got this kinematic drive system that is extremely light shooting on your shoulder, comes in Mossy Oak camo. Beautiful firearm, beautiful firearm. And for the all-round gun that everybody needs at least one of, you got to get the BPS pump. It's available in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12 gauge, even has a 12 and 20 gauge deer barrel models available. Also available Mossy Oak camo. Bottom ejection is the key right there. So you're not slapping the guy next to you in the duck blind with the shells coming out of your side eject shotgun. BPS. Browning pump shotgun. That's the one to look for. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, who has a full gunsmithing service, repairs, and scope mounting, bore sighting. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
Warmer temperatures for us here this weekend. Mix of clouds and sun for us today as winds become more southwesterly, increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Temperatures this afternoon into low 70s. Fair skies, upper 50s tonight. Late day showers and storms possible Sunday. Warmer tomorrow, upper 70s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. You can see a Redneck Blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600 square foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
To peek in the bed of my truck, I come home empty-handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer.
Let's talk to Barbara in Middle River. You've got the last word, Barbara. How are you?
Yes, very well, Alan.
Good. What's up?
I wish you the best of health. You got health. You got wealth, because millionaires can't buy it.
Ah, you're right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's an old saying my dad told me from Fells Point native.
Your dad was a wise man.
Yes, he was. God bless his soul. I'm calling and entering your contest, but
yes,
I want to tell you a beautiful story here.
Sure.
It's taking along. I'm on the Middle River, and my daughter lives up near the Rosalie Turkey Point area.
Yep.
And she was out there on her deck looking over the water one day, and not lo and behold, there was two deer swimming in the Middle River.
Okay.
She didn't know where they were coming from.
Right.
But she said, Mom, it was the most beautiful sight. They come out of the water, and then they headed toward Turkey Point Road, where Bobby B's restaurant
is. Yeah.
That's an old wooded area up over in there,
sure.
You know.
Sure.
So I thought that was really something beautiful to see. And she said they were huge, too.
Yeah.
So I said, well, gee, Deb, nobody gets a chance to see all that, so you were fortunate.
That's like right.
A one-time thing. And no one's seen it ever since. But isn't that something?
That is amazing, yep.
And I just wanted to let you know that I listen to your show every morning, and it's very interesting, and I hear a lot of good things, so therefore
you.
I wish you the best.
Well,
and
thank you, Barbara.
Hopefully I'll get the best.
Good luck to you.
Okay.
All right, thank you, dear.
All right, love.
Bye-bye. And there's the music. That means we've come to the end of the first hour, however. We still have a second hour. Yes, indeed. Chris is leaving us now. Pepe will be manning the board. And we'll make sure that he knows that at the end of the first half hour, we're pulling that name for the muzzleloader. Get out, stay out, stay safe.